Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I'm Sarah Avery. I'm recording this podcast on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal and Ngambri people. I pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging, and I acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. This episode is going to be the last episode for 2021, and I'll be talking briefly about an upcoming event in the ACT, which should cause us all to think a little bit more broadly. So even if you're not in the ACT, the very fact of this event raises some issues for us all to think about. The 10th of December is International Human Rights Day, but what good are human rights if you can't do anything to uphold your rights? Being able to actually have your rights available to you is the whole point, but sometimes that's really difficult for people. For example, in the Australian Capital Territory, we have a Bill of Rights and it sets out a lot of freedoms and rights and responsibilities for us. But if those rights are breached, at the moment, it's very difficult for the average person to do anything about it. And I'll talk a little bit more about this as we move forward in this episode. But I said I'd be talking about an event, so I'm going to talk to you about that first. On the 10th of December, there's an online forum. It's being facilitated by the ACT Human Rights Commission. And because it's online, it means that a lot of people are able to access it. It's free. It runs from 12:30 till 2 p.m. and you can register via the Human Rights Commission website. So that's hrc.act.gov.au, and I'll pop that link in the show notes. But basically, this event has a number of speakers on a panel, and they will be talking about how complaints about breaches of human rights are handled right now in the ACT, and also looking at how they're handled in other places. And they'll be looking at whether we can do better here in the ACT. Now, one of the key things that's happening at the moment in the ACT is that there has been a petition put forward to the ACT Legislative Assembly that's been tabled. And the petition is called the No Rights Without Remedy petition. So basically, the whole point of this is to make sure that we have rights, but can we enforce them? And this is being organised as a way to explore this. And the petition, as you might guess, is putting forward that we shouldn't have rights without a remedy. We should have some way to access our rights. So I'll talk a little bit more about that petition in just a moment. The petition is very to the point. I'm going to read it in full because it's very clear and very short. It says, the following residents of the ACT draw to the attention of the Assembly that although we are rightly proud of our Human Rights Act, we are concerned that it does not contain an accessible complaints mechanism. The Human Rights Act was drafted to protect individuals against violations of their human rights by government and government agencies, but fails to provide an accessible way to make complaints about breaches. Currently, there is no accessible way for people to enforce their rights under the ACT Human Rights Act. If a person's human rights are breached by ACT government bodies or services, the only recourse available is to take a legal action to the Supreme Court. There are significant cost barriers associated with this type of legal action and no ability to seek compensation for the harm done. Your petitioners therefore request the Assembly to enable a complaint about any breach of the Human Rights Act to be made to the Human Rights Commission for confidential conciliation, and if conciliation is unsuccessful, enable a complaint about a breach of the Human Rights Act to be made to the ACT Civil and Administrative Tribunal for resolution. This would transform the Human Rights Act from being a largely theoretical document to one which members of our community can use to ensure their human rights are protected. So there you go, that's the full petition. As I said, it's very to the point. So there might be some things arising in that that you are not sure about. We do have ways to complain about breaches, but as the petition points out, they're not accessible. So it's well beyond the scope of knowledge of the average person, first of all, if they wanted to represent themselves, to take a matter to the Supreme Court. It's just not within the education that everyday people would receive, and getting the documentation and pleadings right is really, really important. Otherwise, you might have something really important to say, but you're not saying it in the right way. If you can't do that, it might be that your pleadings get struck out really quickly, even though you had a point to make. Second, even if you had the knowledge and, let's face it, the free time available to draft something, you probably don't have the resources to do it. So you might put yourself at risk of cost orders or things like that. I'm not actually too sure about whether those could be made against you in the Supreme Court. But let's just say you're like most people, you really couldn't represent yourself, even if you really wanted to. So that leaves getting a lawyer. Now, having a private lawyer run this would be very expensive. The Supreme Court requires some fairly precise documents. That takes time. Lawyers' time costs quite a lot of money. So just the average person who has perhaps not been treated appropriately in terms of their rights by an ACT government body just is not going to be able to make a complaint. They're just not going to be able to afford it, and it means that our rights are things that are theoretical sometimes. So the forum is going to be talking about whether there might be ways to actually let everyday people make complaints about their rights being breached. And the word complaint, it probably carries some connotations that aren't all that nice, like, oh, they're complaining, they're whinging, whatever. But no, a complaint is something that really alerts, I guess, almost like a helpful third party who overlooks things, has an overarching view of things, to see when rights are being breached. And it means that orders can be made to have remedies put forward. It means that hopefully, if there are a pattern of the same kinds of rights being breached or the same kind of people's rights being breached, seeing that pattern might lead to some change. Because at the moment, if no one can really pull up a government body or organization for breaching those rights, then the behavior is not likely to change. They might not know that they're doing it, for starters, or if they know, they might not have any real impetus to change. So that's basically the gist behind this e-petition. So I would say that even if you don't live in the ACT, if you have an interest in human rights, take the opportunity, the really excellent opportunity, to enroll in this forum. It's online, it's free, it's accessible. A variety of people will be speaking at the forum. So Dr. Helen Watches, the ACT Human Rights Commission President, will be facilitating it. It's going to be opened by the ACT Minister for Human Rights, who is Tara Chain. Other panelists will be Deborah Glass, who's the Victorian Ombudsman, Andrew Addison, the Assistant Ombudsman to the Victorian Ombudsman, Sean Costello, who's a principal lawyer at Queensland Human Rights Commission, Naomi Gold, who is senior solicitor at Canberra Community Law, Karen Tui, who is the Discrimination, Health Services and Disability and Community Services Commissioner at the ACT Human Rights Commission, and closing remarks are going to be made by Sophie Trevitt, who is the Executive Officer at Change the Record and is the ACT co-chair of Australian Lawyers for Human Rights, and also the principal petitioner for the No Rights Without Remedy petition that I read to you. So I know that Naomi Gould is going to be giving some concrete examples of issues that have been faced by people interacting with Canberra Community Law. So if you're wondering what kinds of rights might be being infringed, she will be an excellent person to listen to. So I really hope that you take the opportunity to engage in this free online event. As I said, it's on Friday, the 10th of December, 2021, from 12:30. It runs until 2:30. And as I said, I'll give you the link in the show notes. I think it's really important to make sure that we don't get complacent about our rights. We are pretty lucky in Australia, or at least a lot of us are pretty lucky. We live in a liberal democracy and a lot of us have it pretty good, but there are also a lot of us out there who actually don't. And every one of us needs to be vigilant when dealing with things like government power to make sure that there isn't an overreach, because we can't take our rights for granted. As I said, we're super lucky in Australia for the most part, but all around the world we can see examples of where people are not so lucky. So we've got something beautiful and we may as well strive to uphold it and make sure that everyone has the same sort of access. At the moment, it's really hard to access a remedy. If you can afford to go to the Supreme Court, you can do something about it. But as we know, there wouldn't be many of us out here who can do that. So I urge you to try and have a listen to this forum. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. As I said, this is going to be the last episode for 2021. So I hope you have a safe and relaxing, if possible, Christmas and New Year period. I think everyone needs some downtime and to take some time to look after themselves and tell their families and friends how much they mean to them, if they do. Otherwise, tell your chosen family and your friends how much they mean to you. And yes, as I said, make sure you take the time to look after yourself. It's been a really stressful couple of years, so a bit of rest and relaxation will not go astray for you. Remember, you are important and you are of value, and it's really important to do your best to be kind to yourself. Sometimes the holidays can be stressful or upsetting for people. If you are someone who falls under that umbrella, I understand, and I would urge you to start making some plans now while you've still got a few weeks ahead of you on activities that you love to do, people that you love to spend time with, and if you need to make any plans to keep yourself safe, start talking with your treatment providers and other really important people in your life to be making those plans. And if this has raised any concerns for you and you need to talk to someone right now and you can't get hold of a family member or a friend, I'd like to give you the Lifeline number, which is 131114. I hope that everyone is able to take care of themselves and their loved ones over this break period, and I want to thank you again for listening. Thank you so much.